This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, July 21, Birth of a Savior. Our reading comes from Judges chapter 13. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. So the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines for 40 years. A certain man of Zorah, named Manoah, from the clan of the Danites, had a wife who was childless, unable to give birth. The angel of the Lord appeared to her and said, "You are barren and childless, but you're going to become pregnant and give birth to a son. Now see to it that you drink no wine or other fermented drink, and that you do not eat anything unclean. You will become pregnant and have a son whose head is never to be touched by a razor, because the boy is to be a Nazarite, dedicated to God from the womb. He will take the lead in delivering Israel from the hands of the Philistines." Then the woman went to her husband and told him, "A man of God came to me. He looked like an angel of God, very awesome. I didn't ask him where he came from, and he didn't tell me his name. But he said to me, 'You will become pregnant and have a son. Now then, drink no wine or other fermented drink, and do not eat anything unclean, because the boy will be a Nazarite of God from the womb until the day of his death.'" Then Manoah inquired of the angel of the Lord, "What is your name, so that we may honor you when your word comes true?" He replied, "Why do you ask my name? It is beyond understanding." Then Manoah took a young goat, together with the grain offering, and sacrificed it on a rock to the Lord. And the Lord did an amazing thing while Manoah and his wife watched. As the flame blazed up from the altar toward heaven, the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame. Seeing this, Manoah and his wife fell with their faces to the ground. When the angel of the Lord did not show himself again to Manoah and his wife, Manoah realized that it was the angel of the Lord. "We are doomed to die," he said to his wife. "We have seen God." But his wife answered, "If the Lord had meant to kill us, he would not have accepted a burnt offering and grain offering from our hands, nor shown us all these things, or now told us this." The woman gave birth to a boy and named him Samson. He grew, and the Lord blessed him, and the Spirit of the Lord began to stir him. "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus." Luke 1, verse 31. Manoah was troubled when the angel of God showed up. It was commonly thought that if you saw the face of God, you would die. What's more, Israel had done evil in the eyes of the Lord again, so the visit by the angel of the Lord might seem like bad news. But the messenger from heaven brought good news. Manoah's wife would bear a son, and this son would begin to save Israel from the Philistines. Saviors are unusual people, for they represent God. Because the child would be a Nazarite, dedicated to God from the womb, his hair would not be cut, and he would not have any wine or other fermented drink. As a Nazarite from birth, this boy would be totally dedicated to God. His mother called him Samson. The Lord blessed him, and the Spirit began to move him. In Samson, God's people had received a specially designed Savior. Many years later, Mary, who became the mother of Jesus, received a visit from an angel too. She would have a son, the angel said, and she was to call him Jesus, which means Savior. Filled with the Spirit, Jesus resisted all the temptations of the devil, taught and healed many people, and even gave up his own life, once for all, to save the people from their sin. Unlike Samson and all the other deliverers God had sent to help his people, Jesus was the Son of God. Hallelujah. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for the Savior dedicated from the womb to do your will for our sake. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.